This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, March 31st. Good morning, I'm Chuck Daly. Here's today's headlines. Water data bill advances. Lawmakers take on federal brain drain and trade barriers report on tap. A bill to streamline how California updates reporting rules on water diversions cleared its first committee last week, drawing support for improving data systems, but opposition over reduced public oversight. AB 2630 by Assemblymember Steve Bennett of Ventura would give the State Water Board emergency authority to adopt and revise regulations on measuring and reporting water use while exempting those updates from CEQA. The goal is to allow faster adjustments as the state modernizes its Cal Waters reporting platform. Bennett told lawmakers the board needs flexibility to make relatively minor but urgent adjustments without lengthy rulemaking delays that could leave outdated requirements in place. The Community Alliance with family farmers and other supporters say that quicker updates could improve data accuracy and potentially reduce costs for growers. But opposition from the Association of California Water Agencies and the California Farm Bureau warned the bill sidesteps stakeholder input and could create compliance challenges. CAFB policy advocate Alexandra Beering said mid-season rule changes could force farmers to overhaul equipment or reporting practices with little notice, increasing the risk of violations. Lawmakers signaled unease with the breadth of the authority, backing a proposed 5-year sunset to revisit the policy. SB 895, a proposal to create a multi-billion dollar state-backed research funding program, cleared its first policy hurdle last week, supporters warning of growing instability in federal science funding. Authored by Senator Scott Wiener of South San Francisco, the measure would place a $23 billion general obligation bond on the November 2026 ballot to finance grants and loans for projects ranging from biomedical innovation to agriculture and climate research. Wiener framed the bill as a response to federal funding disruptions, telling lawmakers the state must, quote, engage in self-help as Washington cuts grants and delays approvals, creating what he described as a state of chaos for researchers. He emphasized that research accounts for nearly 6% of California's GDP and supports hundreds of thousands of jobs. Lobbyists from the University of California and organized labor echoed those concerns, warning of a potential brain drain as scientists leave for more stable funding environments abroad. Kim Barrett, a vice dean for research at the UC Davis School of Medicine, said even partial losses in federal support could, quote, devastate the university and undermine clinical trials and workforce development. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative required to submit its annual National Trade Estimate Report to the President and Congress today. Now, that report, which Chief Agriculture Trade Negotiator Julie Callahan calls, quote, the encyclopedia of bad behavior, outlines trade barriers U.S. exporters are facing in international markets. Analysts and trade practitioners will be poring over this year's release for signals of the administration's shifting trade priorities. Dan Mullaney, a former assistant U.S. trade representative, said, we're all getting a multitude of signals from the administration as to what they really care about. Mullaney says he expects a greater focus on some of the trade issues that have been the subject of recent trade investigations, like forced labor and industrial capacity. He also says it could shed light on the administration's priorities in ongoing trade negotiations. Often you would get signals about that from the NTE report, he said. Representative Scott Franklin of Florida, vice chair of the House Appropriations Agriculture Subcommittee, leading a bipartisan group of lawmakers and urging EPA to complete a review of cutting-edge technologies to fight a disease that's caused citrus to plummet in Florida. The culprit is the so-called citrus greening, a fatal bacterial disease affecting citrus trees globally. It's contributed to a decline in Florida production of more than 90% from a peak in the 1990s, says a letter to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin from Franklin and a dozen other U.S. House lawmakers from the Sunshine State. Franklin said in a statement to AgriPulse, quote, Florida's citrus industry has taken hit after hit from greening to hurricanes to recent freeze damage, but growers are resilient and science is starting to move in the right direction. Rootstock technologies and other emerging tools are giving producers a real path forward. Now, growers are ready to reinvest and replant, but they need EPA to complete its review and provide a clear path forward. Recent freezes caused an estimated $675 million in damage to citrus alone, the lawmakers, including Democratic Representative Darren Soto, write. The letter says growers are prepared to invest more than 2.5 million new trees this year, but that depends on regulatory certainty and, quote, access to solutions that can sustain productivity over time. The EPA's review of emerging technologies includes gene-editing CRISPR-based tools, which Florida Farm Bureau Federation President Jeb Smith says, quote, offer a promising science-based solution to improve disease tolerance and restore confidence for growers looking to replant. Better biosecurity is helping keep highly pathogenic avian influenza and therefore egg prices at bay. That according to the American Farm Bureau Federation in a market intel report released yesterday. An analysis by AFBF economist Brent Nelson also says ongoing flock rebuilding and a more coordinated USDA response helping support continued stability in both supply and markets. January and February saw a sharp increase in detections with 15.5 million birds affected, while substantial, Nelson says in his analysis, the total is 56% lower than the first 2 months of 2025. So far this year, 20.62 million birds have been affected, down 11% from 23.2 million birds affected the same time last year. Egg prices have dropped 57% from last year's highs, according to Nelson. Here's today's final word. There is one term I would like to see eliminated from our lexicon, and that is fee-based. That Bob Gore of the Guaco Group Incorporated raising concerns with State Water Board on behalf of local water agencies over losing drinking water funding under the extended Cap and Invest program. The fund faces a $38 million shortfall, driving calls from farm and dairy groups to restore funding to the statutory $130 million level and avoid new fees on farmers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, March 31st. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Nally.